This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lonnie Johnson, and welcome to another episode of In Focus, heard weekends on KTBB 97.5 FM and KRWR, the Team, on 92.1 FM. Join us each week as we interview those who help Tyler and Longview residents make their life better. As always, you can reach out to us at ktbb.com/infocus with your show ideas, your show thoughts, or your critiques. I'm happy to welcome this morning Cassie Velasco and Rebecca Jones, both of Breckenridge Village. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Tell me how Breckenridge works.
Absolutely. So Breckenridge Village is a Christ-centered nonprofit. We serve adults who have intellectual and developmental disabilities, and we do that through a residential program. We have 56 residents that live at Breckenridge every day, and then we also have a daytime program that runs from Monday through Friday, where adults can come in from the community just to find that sense of purpose, build friendships, and get together.
So you serve adults with learning disabilities?
Yeah, intellectual and developmental disabilities. So that could look like maybe someone who has autism or maybe someone with Down syndrome or any different type of developmental disability that could happen.
And you allow them to live independently.
Absolutely. So our whole goal is to promote as much independence as possible. So the way our houses are structured is usually 6 or 8 residents will live there, and a house manager will live in the home with them, just helping facilitate everything from, supporting residents as they're cooking dinner or keeping the home, or helping provide support with medical things as well.
That's good. So it's literally a village.
It is. It's literally
a village.
Yeah,
right?
We're on 80 acres out by the Tyler Airport.
Oh, wow. Now, for some reason, I thought it was south. It's by the Tyler Airport.
Right, yes. By the airport. So okay. We watch a lot of airplanes go up and down.
Oh, that's good.
We do.
That's nice. So you have housing for either individuals or multiple individuals, right? Can they have their own house?
So the way that we're set up is a little bit like a group home.
Okay.
And so we usually have 6 or 8 people that live in one home. Everybody has their own bedroom. They may share a bathroom or have their own. And then they live as independently as possible within that space. So we have ladies' houses and guys' houses, and everyone just gets to do their own thing for the most part.
Is there any difference between a housing situation from someone with autism versus me?
Well, I think they're given the care that they need, because a lot of them need medical care. And so on site, we do have a medical staff that's available for each of them, and that they just get the best care they possibly can with that.
And I'm sure the staff is absolutely incredible.
They really are.
They are, yes.
That means everything.
They love being there, and I think that makes the difference, is the staff really cares about the people and the people that they're serving.
That's good. Tyler's a great area for that. I prove that every week here on this show. Now, you guys came specifically for East Texas Giving Day this week.
Yes.
This week. Tell me about that. Tell me about how you're involved, and explain East Texas Giving Day to me.
East Texas Giving Day, we come together as a community with nonprofits, and you're able to support your nonprofit. The day that it ends on is April 30th, and it's a big event on April 30th to go ahead and put in your nonprofit, or to put in the money for your nonprofit.
Okay, so it's a day when we can all really see all the entities that we have and what we can give to, correct?
Yes, correct.
And it goes on all month, but it's specifically one day at the end of April, right? Does it start at the beginning of April?
It starts at the beginning of April, but it does end at the end of April. And so Everybody stays up until midnight and watches that ticker go. And it's just a community event where everybody can give, and it makes everybody aware within the community, a lot of the nonprofits, because as you know, there are a ton of nonprofits in Tyler and the surrounding area. And so it's bringing awareness to that as well.
Give me an idea of a great day at Breckenridge.
Oh, it's wonderful. The first thing the residents start out with is going to chapel. And so they all meet at chapel. And I watch them as they walk together to even go to chapel. And it's just the love they have for each other. They're excited to see each other in the morning. And to me, that just, I don't know, that just melts my heart to see them walking in together, to be excited. These are their best friends. These are their family, their best friends. The people that a lot of them have lost their families. And so this has become their community of people. And the staff and everybody that surrounds them has also become their community.
How many residents do you have total out there now?
We have 58 residents, and then we bump up to around 80 people during the day with those that come in from the Community for Day program.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a big community.
We're really blessed to be able to serve in that way. But I think one of the biggest needs for these funds is not just maintaining the programs that we're doing, but really setting ourselves up to continue serving for a really long time. Right now, our residential program is completely full. We have a few spaces open for day program, and we love having new applicants come in and get to know everyone and see if it feels like a good fit for them. But there's a huge need for spaces like this for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
I need to make the village bigger, probably.
Well, right? Yes, and yeah. that is exactly what we need to do. And the funds will, providing for what we have already and the extensive staff that we have to keep to care for these people, but also the overhead. And we would love to expand. We have expanded some classes right now because we needed more space for classes. But our next goal is also to expand in housing.
So if you want to give to Breckenridge and help with their possible building and make them bigger and make them more successful, you can go to BreckenridgeVillage.com. That's BreckenridgeVillage.com. It's BreckenridgeE Village.com. And you can donate there.
Absolutely.
And when we donate, what happens with our money?
Well, when you give to Breckenridge Village, your gift doesn't stop there. We really take that gift and multiply it into the community. One of our favorite things to do is volunteer. So we volunteer regularly with Meals on Wheels. We deliver, I think, 8 routes a week with Meals on Wheels. If you talk to our residents, they'll tell you how much they love it.
The residents?
Yes, our residents.
Okay, I can see them being really good at some organizational activities, like just leaving everybody in the dust.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, coming back, if they start at noon, they're back at 2. Everybody else is back at 4.
Yes, absolutely. And we love, the East Texas Food Bank, Hangers of Hope. We believe that volunteering is so important. It gives us purpose, and it means that your gift doesn't stop at Breckenridge Village. We're gonna take it. We're going to keep giving to the community, keep supporting. And our individuals, they also work in the community. And so we just believe in purpose and in independence and giving back as much as possible.
Let's go there, because that's what I think the most rewarding thing. Everyone wants to have a purpose.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's job one in life. You want to have a purpose. You need a purpose. And so this is a part of the community that could have been marginalized as far as what their skill set was, et cetera, by just Joe Blow. Mm-hmm. But with Breckenridge Village, they have an opportunity to actually add to the community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And how much difference does that make in their lives, knowing that they have that?
Oh, I think it's just incredible. I think that, in the words of someone that came to tour Breckenridge recently, they looked at me and they said, it seems like people feel like they're really important here. And I said, well, they are really important.
They are important.
They are important. And I think that being able to give back, whether that's through volunteering or through working in an employment setting, it gives you that dignity that every person deserves. And we believe that everyone's deserving of a beautiful and abundant life. And so we get to accomplish that through Breckenridge Village.
So I promise not to get in the weeds as far as diagnosis and things like that. But why do you think we have to have a place for people that are clearly smarter than a lot of us? How do they end up, there and seen in some cases not able, I don't know how to say this, but you're obviously right on me, so go ahead.
Yes, they clearly are highly intelligent. We have writers, we have poets, we have amazing artists. I'm always blown away. I've seen them do their own, put together, write, and do their own drama. And it's incredible to see the talent that they all have, and they all support each other. They all help each other and you know, encourage one another. And that is incredible to see. Also, Breckenridge Village started because of the heart of a mother. Jean Breckenridge, she had a child, Jimmy, and with Down syndrome. And within a matter of 6 months, lost her husband and her firstborn son. And so she was alone with Jimmy. And she said, what's going to happen when I'm gone? And we hear that from a lot of parents or guardians. What's going to happen to my child who can't necessarily live independently? And so she went to David Dykes, and he together, they figured out a plan to help.
Oh, David was a part of this.
Yes, he was. To help bring Breckenridge Village to a reality.
That's very nice. Now, without going deeply into the diagnosis or whatever, what are some of the challenges of someone with autism working out in just the dog-eat-dog world out there?
Well, I think they just need that added care. You know, a lot of them need medication. A lot of them need...
Who doesn't? I mean, no, I'm serious. I mean, we live in a world of medication.
Me?
Everybody... Well, okay, thank you, I think unicorn.
You know, it's often that support for routines or that support in just kind of doing the next thing, keeping moving along. A lot of our residents are extremely, extremely intelligent. Like Rebecca was saying, all of them are. They're incredibly unique. But there is this element of needing just extra support and getting going. And so for some people, you know, they may be at Breckenridge for a little while and they may learn the skills that they need to learn in order to live independently and
then
learn to self-medicate, learn, you know, their daily tasks. And then they may move forward from Breckenridge Village and live independently. And for some, Breckenridge Village may be their forever home and will continue practicing those life skills and,
they still have purpose.
They still have purpose, absolutely.
Exactly.
And we're going to continue to promote as much independence as possible. But it's really person-centered. You know, it's about each person, each individual, what they need, how we can support them, and how we can create an environment for as much independence as possible for that person and help them get to their fullest potential, whether that's moving out and living in a different setting in the future or staying at Breckenridge.
That's nice. Getting them on track for, I'm not going to say being successful, because successful is a moving target for every human being.
Definitely.
I mean, it's just defined by different metrics. But preparing, giving somebody that, and it must be tough with autism, I've always thought this, to be that smart and to have like guys like me, you know, when I'm having a discussion with you or something, thinking that you're, you know, like maybe not as, and you're 10 times smarter than I am, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there doing calculations that I can't dream of. And it's just an interesting dilemma to me, autism, speaking about autism, because it's just honestly, in some ways, I mean, call me weird, I think it's a gift. I think they're able to see things in a completely different filter. And I think that's part of our problem in today's world, is we've refined our filter and narrow scoped it so much that we're laser focused on what we think is right, correct, timely, all this stuff. And the autistic mind is, to me, more, it takes in more. It considers more. And I've always honestly kind of looked up to people. We talked about, well, I don't want to say it. Well, we talked about the person before the show, a couple of people that I know and love dearly. Mm-hmm. And their specific autism makes them incredibly endearing and unique. And I think that's what a lot of us miss. And when we have a collection of people like in Breckenridge Village, the reason I asked that question before was I think sometimes it's good for us to experience those people mm-hmm. out.
Well, you know? Absolutely. And that's one of our big things is we are not at Breckenridge Village just to stay on the property and only get to know each other. We're a launching pad. And so whether that looks like time in the community through volunteering, through activities, through getting together with other people in the community, we're not an isolation space. We don't think that there's any need for that. Right? We believe in integration and getting out there and getting that job or getting out there and getting involved in that volunteerism, connecting with people outside of your bubble, but really just being a strong home base, a strong launching pad for people into what's next. Because like you said, there are so many incredible and beautiful things about every single person. And, you know, we're not going to hide away. right?
I would think. So regarding your partnerships, who are some of the partnerships you have? What are some of the partnerships you have?
Absolutely. So we have a partnership with Hangers of Hope. We volunteer there, and we also have one of our residents who works over there. We partner with the East Texas Food Bank, helping them box up food, get it out. We partner with Meals on Wheels.
I just know those two places are like, man, I can't wait till the Breckenridge people get here because I can't get anything done.
It is a lot of fun. If you follow along our social media on Facebook, you'll see lots of photos of us out in the community with our partners just having fun. And then there's so many people that contribute, you know, whether that's through in-kind donations. You know, Kona Ice gave us glasses for the solar eclipse, so all of our residents got to enjoy it safely.
No, I'm going to drag you down on this one. Okay, so were you there?
Yes.
You were? Okay.
Yes.
Describe that, because I know what I was like watching the eclipse. So what is it like watching the eclipse at Breckenridge Village? Because it's going to be a different scene than downtown. And I mean that in a good way, you know, but what? How much joy did they get out of it?
You know, we always kind of make things a party.
Okay.
And so, I mean, there's daily, I would say, there's something going on, and we celebrate or we do things with the residents, and, you know.
A great deal of excitement for the eclipse?
It was, yes,
I would
it was.
Think so.
They
Again, just the way the brain works, yes. I would think that it would be, like, they would be very intrigued about the eclipse.
Yes, they were. You know, yeah, they were very excited. I think we were just as excited with them, you know, being out there with them and experiencing such a neat event with them.
I kind of wish I would have been there.
We'll invite you next time. That's in 20 years.
In 20 years. Well, I hope to still be around. I hope to still be around. You guys will. Who knows? I may be part of it. But that's funny. That's what really grabs my curiosity is things like that. A moment like that, that because of you guys, they were put in a position to enjoy where maybe if they weren't in that environment, they would have been preoccupied with other stuff that wouldn't allow them
or not
to
involved.
Get out. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And I really would have liked to have been out there. I watched it from the transmitter site. Did it get completely dark where you guys were?
We were kind of in that. Yes, I would say it got pretty dark.
It got pretty dark, yeah.
It did.
It never got more than, at the point of totality where I was, it never got darker than dusk or dawn.
Yeah, I feel like dusk or dawn was maybe about right. I mean, the street lights
came on.
They
showed pictures of downtown with them in the dark. I just can't figure that out. That's why, I mean, but if I was with an autistic person, they might have the answer, right?
We did do a lot of studying and talking about, you know, how's the eclipse going to work? You know, part of our day, so a day in the life, you know, we go to chapel, we usually jump on a bus and volunteer or go to the library, have lunch with our friends. And then our afternoons are full of learning different skills and electives. And so some of our electives could be about science or art or drama, you know, choir, guitar, whatever you're interested in. And so a big piece of our kind of conversations, I feel like the weeks leading up to the eclipse were, okay, how's it going to work? What's the science behind this? And it was so incredible just to see the engagement and excitement. But learning and experiencing life is just a huge part of what we do.
Do our autistic people learn easier? Like the guitar, for example, like learning the guitar. I've been learning the guitar for 25 years.
Cassie could tell you that because she's the one who actually taught guitar.
You know, it's interesting that you ask that. I think that sometimes for some of our people, the finger dexterity is a little bit difficult. And so it's something that we work on in practice. But
well, the finger the theory technique is difficult for every. That's the whole challenge of playing the guitar.
Absolutely. The theory side, I mean, they're
But the memorization of notes, et cetera.
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
Do they excel at it more than like an average guy like me, I would say?
You know, it's the only guitar class I've taught.
Okay.
And I learned guitar with my little brother, who's like a music prodigy. So to me, everyone's better than me. So I'll just say that. But it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, I had several students in the class who had done guitar before, who play guitar at home all the time. And so I was going, okay, what's your favorite song? And it was a total blast.
That's just so interesting to me because I struggle with all of it. The finger technique on an acoustical guitar is much more difficult than electric guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they learn on acoustics.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, it's harder to push the strings down.
Correct.
Yeah.
To the frets. Ridiculous. Yeah. I had a guy redo my guitar so I could do it, and I'm still no good at it. But that would be painting. Music.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, some of the are they able to create their own art?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And in fact, we are we usually showcase it. Some of the art we usually showcase some of the art at some of the local banks that allow us to do that. But they are it just reminds me, we have a resident and she is almost completely blind and yet she will still color pictures. And it's just, you know, they're given the opportunity to go
color
beyond
pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
But to do art as well.
No. I'm just saying I'm trying to how amazing that is.
It is.
I mean, you're not talking
really
about
is.
Just memorization in your mind of lines, but now you're talking about adding color at certain spots on a piece of paper and you can't see.
But see, they're challenged to do that. They're given opportunities that never would they have been given normally. And I think that challenge is key. Key to them growing, key to them having the potential that they didn't even know was inside of them.
And it's if I could guess, is it just patience and empathy that make the difference? I mean, in the world, we just don't have time to do it differently. There's one way, by God, we're going to do it, and it's the way we were trained to. And if you're slightly different than I am, well, too bad. I'm teaching it this way.
Mm.
That seems to be the...
Yeah, I think there's definitely something I learned when I started working at Breckenridge that's really incredible to me, which is... number one, there's this incredible level of acceptance. If you ever come on the campus, if you ever step into the chapel or classroom or out on the pavilion while the guys are playing basketball, you are immediately in the in crowd. No one cares what you're wearing, what you look like, how you talk. You're accepted exactly for who you are. And so I think that that's a real key.
Yeah, lots
something
I could build at
I could learn from. I think we all could. But the other piece of that is in that acceptance, there's a change of pace. You know, it's I accept that that, you know, for someone, it might take 3 tries to get it right. And for someone, it might take 10 tries. And maybe right looks a little bit different. And I think that there's something that we can all learn from slowing down and remembering that there's not always a real right or wrong. But that, you know, like in art, you can create something beautiful no matter what that looks like. But we have some truly, truly incredible artists on campus. Southside Bank downtown, they do a gallery upstairs for us every year.
Okay, so is it currently up?
It's not currently up, but we'll put it on our Facebook when it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just annual.
And maybe after the show, you guys could email me?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love art.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's
You'd
fantastic.
Be and amazed by it because the first time I saw it, I went, I just can't even believe that they did something.
I can. I mean, it's not hard for me to believe. I'm telling you, I've gotten this incredible respect for autism. I know that. I hope it doesn't come out bad, me saying that. But it's just people without autism go to great lengths to expand their minds, okay, through education, through all kinds of weird things, to be able to expand their minds enough to begin... to me, to begin to think like someone with autism does. Because it seems to me that there are negatives, but the positives are almost an unfiltered, unending possibility. And to me, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that shouldn't be, that should be like rewarded and like, wow, look what we've got at our disposal. Because you can ask questions that you'll get answers that you won't normally get. And that's great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the difference is amazing in individuals. And any nonprofit that can bring that out, specifically yours, is fantastic. I'll give your nonprofit again one more time, the URL. It's Breckenridge Village, and you can reach them at breckenridgevillage.com. You can go there. You can find out about their mission, I'm sure. You can find out how to donate and about what they do and how they work. So you can go there for all your information on there. Please go there and donate because East Texas Giving Week is ending in 8 days.
Yes,
is
that's
that right?
Right. Yep.
So it'd be, what is that, on a Sunday or Tuesday?
It'll be Tuesday. Tuesday.
Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Ends on a Tuesday. So there's still time to get your donations in. And if you can, real quick, I didn't know you didn't want to get in the mud, but you are home for people who have autism and Down syndrome.
Yeah, so the wide range of intellectual and developmental disabilities. Autism and Down syndrome are diagnoses we see pretty commonly, but it can be any intellectual or developmental disability.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, the difference between dealing with somebody with autism versus Down syndrome, as far as communicative ability from one to the other, what's the difference?
Well, we really see a really deep level of friendship between all of our residents and day program participants on campus. So I wouldn't say that there's a lot of barriers to communication. I just think it's the same way that we learn to interact with people who think about things differently than us.
Well, I wasn't implying barriers. I was just implying talking to both of you, you're both different people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of you has one personality, the other has another personality. So just in the last 30 minutes, I've learned about you guys and maybe a little bit of how you interact and react. And that's kind of my question. Not do they tolerate each other? Not are there problems? Just the difference in communicating with someone with Down syndrome versus someone with autism. And I would think the autism would have to be significant for the communication to even be different.
It is different, but I think they're very accepting of one another because they see each other as family. So they see each other as a person. And whereas we see a person sometimes with that disability, they don't see that. Mm. They just see each other and they're part of their community.
Mm-hmm. As far as our staff goes, though, we have a really high level of training. And usually that's just person by person, you know, understanding, you know, maybe what has this person been through, maybe what their diagnosis is, maybe, you know, this is, maybe they're working on learning to advocate for themselves. So when our staff member is interacting with them, they're encouraging them in that way. Part of our caseworker's role is to help establish those personal goals to help each person become more independent. And so that does inform kind of our interactions, and that can change from person to person.
You need caseworkers, or are you full?
We have caseworkers right now, but we do have jobs posted online. If anyone is interested in working, you can go to BreckenridgeVillage.com.
What about volunteering?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, we love
volunteers. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do I volunteer?
So if you want to volunteer, you can go to our website. There's a link you can click and send us a brief message, just a little bit about who you are, why you want to volunteer with us. And we'll get you plugged right in. So whether volunteering looks like once a week coming and being part of our day program, or maybe once a semester you're bringing your group from your church or your business or your nonprofit to come and do a project with us, there's a lot of ways to jump in and have fun.
Well, people usually don't like me, so if I came by myself, what would a day look like at Breckenridge Park with me?
We would take you through their day with them.
Okay.
And we've done that a lot. We do tours for people that want to experience, and we invite people to come out to see what we do out there. And our residents and our day program, they love meeting new people. And we do keep it a very safe environment for them. So we're very secure and very protective of them as well.
How did one of the last questions, we're running close on time. You have how many, 9 residences?
We have 9 residential homes and right. 58 residents that live there.
So there's a huge waiting list, I assume, to get into Breckenridge.
There is a bit of a waiting list.
That's what I was going to wonder, because you're very lucky if you're there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a place where we've been open for 25 years, and there's people who have lived there that entire time. And so that waiting list, spots don't open up very often. And when they do, they get filled very quickly. But our day program, we just added 8 new classrooms. And so we're growing our day program. And so that's an opportunity for people who live in the East Texas community to come in 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, or just 1 or 2 or 3 days a week, get that sense of community purpose, learn those new skills. Several people who have been part of our day program also transition into residential as spaces come open.
That's awesome. Cassie, Rebecca, thank you so much for setting in for the interview. I hope you have a great week. Everybody, remember, you can go to BreckenridgeVillage.com to make donations for East Texas Giving Day. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you guys for joining in.
Thank you for having us.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and The Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.